Always having fun on a Friday. Lots of fun on a Friday here. Free for all Friday. Keep that number around, by the way, 877-310-9966. Lovely. We've taken, what, 30 calls from people all over the country already today. My next call comes from inside the Beltway, from Congress. Congressman Tim Walberg joining me, as he often does. He represents Michigan's 5th Congressional District. And I had to call him the other day because I was listening to Alyssa Slotkin. She's a member of Congress. Actually, she's my representative. I'm not proud, but it's what I've got. And she's on video saying, well, these Republicans, they just won't talk about border security at all. They won't come in the room. And he says, yeah, that's just absolutely not true. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you.
You know, they offer up, and I think that was what was offered by James Lankford, the Republican senator of Oklahoma, and the Democrats to allow and normalize 5,000 illegals a day was not a border bill at all. It was garbage. I think James Lankford should respectfully submit his resignation for being such an embarrassment for doing that. But then listen, Slotkin and all the Democrats pile on, oh, we've got this bipartisan deal, and the Republicans refuse to talk about it. La, la, la. The point is, we don't have a deal that's worth discussing at this point when it comes to border security. We have no border security. And really, an open border seems to be the policy that the Democrats want. Where am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong. And I think for 3 solid years, they wanted open border. It's been proven. 13 to 20 million. We have no idea exactly how many illegals have come across. And I use that term because it is illegal to cross in this country without going through the proper legal process to come through the gates, sign the guest book,
right,
and go through what is expected.
So let me stop you right there, because I want to focus just real quickly on what you just said. 13 to 20 million, which is what I think it is, but that's not a number you ever officially hear. You hear 7, 8, maybe 9. But 13 to 20, I think that's where it is in just the last three and a half years. I think your numbers are far more accurate than the quote-unquote official numbers, right?
Yeah, well, they're starting to actually say 13.5 million or something.
Really?
That have come, yeah, in the last 3 years due to the open border policy and the big sign that says, welcome, come across, from Joe Biden, respectfully. No, it's crazy to think now they're getting a little bit concerned because they're seeing it impact the polls for the presidential race, and I think others as well, saying that we haven't talked about it. You got to be kidding. We've sent them two bills, the same bill, of course. One was attached to Israeli funding, H.R. 2, which is a bill that we know will bring about border security because it worked under Trump. H.R. 2 is the Trump plan. It secures our border. What the coalition that James Lankford and others brought through the Senate, we need to secure the border. We can't do immigration reform right now. That's what that was more than anything else. And to think that we would accept 5,000 people to come across in a day for a certain period of time, then we move it down to about 1,500. They're still illegals. They're still illegals that are coming across. We discussed it with them, and we turned it down. And I think we should have turned it down. Let them discuss with us two bills that we passed out of the House twice, Senate to Senate. Chuck Schumer sat on it. So, no, I disagree with my colleague respectfully, but clearly I'm in the truth. She's not telling it.
Right. You just brought up something else here, and I want to touch on this too. Benjamin Netanyahu and Joe Biden had a phone call here, apparently very tense. And apparently Joe Biden has decided to tell Netanyahu, you need to do a ceasefire or you're not going to get our support. I mean, that's the bottom line takeaway from what I got. I'm sorry. What in the world's going on there? We're setting aside 75 years of diplomacy and American policy because Joe Biden's got some heat in the polling on that topic?
I mean, this is coming from a guy who cost us 13 wonderful lives of our military at a botched Afghanistan withdrawal, and he's telling Netanyahu how to run a war,
right?
And in fact, Hamas will never accept anything except continued battle with Israel. So it's crazy to think that this commander-in-chief of ours is telling a guy who's had the guns of Iran on him, and that's what it is, These are all Iran operatives. The same Iran that calls us the big Satan and Israel the little Satan wants us, both of us, Satans, blown off the face of the earth. So it's time to stand with Israel so that we can protect the lives, innocent lives, by ending the war and ending it as quickly as possible.
You know, one of your colleagues here, Michael McCall, is preparing a report. He's had several officials, you mentioned Afghanistan, he's had several officials behind closed doors, John Bass, Jim DeHart, Jane Powell, all plucked from unrelated assignments, rushed into Afghanistan. This is back, of course, in August of 21. Said there was no plan. The Afghanistan withdrawal is so much worse than we've ever been told. This is just coming out. This is from yesterday. There was no plan at all. And they said, we don't have time. They said, it doesn't matter. We're doing this. We're doing it. They put those 13 people in harm's way because of reckless behavior, carelessness, and complete disregard for the American military and how we left Afghanistan. That's all going to be in the report from Michael McCall. Maybe you've heard something about this.
Yeah, and we look forward to hearing it clearly. What will it do at this time in the tenure of Joe Biden remains to be seen. But you talk about a botched effort where now innocent lives, especially women and children in Afghanistan, are under the brutal control of the Taliban again. The lives that were lost trying to get out of Afghanistan with a plan that was never bound for anything except failure, when President Trump had put a plan in place for an orderly withdrawal, but also keeping assets there so we could have eyes and ears on the ground to continue monitored terrorist action, which we don't have now because of Joe Biden's botched failure. Yeah. So it's hard to take the words from a guy who botches everything he does. And yeah, that's why America
Robert Gates
is what
was
it is right.
right
now.
Robert Gates was right. Everything he touches in foreign policy turns to, well, it's a family show. I can't say that. But you understand my point. The border, though, is the number one existential threat to this country. 13 to 20 million people. We don't have any idea. I know that a gotaway murdered a young woman in Grand Rapids here a couple of weeks ago, 25-year-old Ruby Garcia, murdered by a gotaway in the Democrats. Well, it's domestic violence. But for the border being open, that never would have been an issue. Congressman, I'll give you the last word.
Never would have been an issue. Absolutely. And that's what we have to remember. Elections have consequences. Decisions like this have consequences. Inflation is another consequence that we've continued to deal with. I heard an encouraging point that there is one item that people in this country have been able to buy at a reduced cost since Biden took office, and that's fentanyl.
And methamphetamine. And heroin, right, because they're flooding the market with illegal drugs. That's the one item that you can get cheaper. Congressman, thank you.
You have a great weekend.
There you have it. Hate to be such a downer on that point, but there it is, fentanyl and so forth. I've still got some folks on the line, Kim, Tanya, Georgia, and Scott. I will get to you, so sit tight for a minute more, and we'll be right along, all right? It's Free for All Friday, that number 877-310-9966. Of course, check in at stevegruber.com as well. Follow me on Twitter or X. Follow me on Getter. Follow me on Truth Social. Follow me on the Facebook page. Follow to be informed. Follow to be informed. Twitter, X, Getter, Truth, Facebook, all of it. Free for All Friday.